Erica Witt has so much she wants to say right now.
Sometimes you gotta play hurt. We're still waiting for Janae to take on Joey Chestnut. One of these.
One day, Joey, I'm coming for you.
I can just see that segment playing out. It's perfect GMA moment. Yeah. Hopefully, you are where you are going to be this holiday week. And the TSA is saying almost 2.5 million people passed through airport security on Friday. That's 300,000 more than on the same date in 2019 before COVID. Combine that with thousands of flight delays and hundreds of cancellations, and you have a lot of aggravated travelers. We'll have more on that in a moment.
Also this morning, that terrifying scene at a Michigan air show caught on camera, the fireball on the ground. You see it there, a jet-powered truck rolling over, one person killed. We'll have the latest on the tragedy just ahead.
Really unbelievable video there. And more protests overnight over the police killing of a black man in Akron, Ohio. The community there anticipating the release today of police body camera footage of the shooting. 25-year-old Jalen Walker shot dozens of times by police after a car chase. Akron canceling July 4th events, fearing unrest. That's also ahead, but we do begin this morning with holiday travel. ABC's Mola Lenghi joins us live from New York's LaGuardia Airport. Mola, good morning to you.
Well, good morning, guys. Another busy day for millions of Americans who hit the roads and took to the skies this holiday weekend. Between the cancellations, the delays, the traffic, and the price of gas, for some, traveling didn't go exactly according to plan.
This morning, a record number of Americans braving the holiday crowds and flying this weekend. This amid flight delays, cancellations, and staffing shortages at airports.
We were supposed to be on our way to Mazatlan, Mexico for our graduation trip, but it got canceled.
Airlines canceling nearly 700 U.S. flights and delaying more than 5,600 nationwide on Saturday. More travel troubles. Thousands of American Airlines pilots may be dropping as many as 12,000 scheduled flights through the end of July due to an overnight computer glitch. But American Airlines saying the vast majority of the trips have been restored and this will not impact their holiday operations. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg saying Friday he's taking steps to make travel smoother.
There are some things you can't control, like weather, but there are a lot of things that the airlines can and should control to make sure that they can service the tickets that they're selling. I think these next couple of days are really going to put those measures to the test.
And TSA working to do their part during the weekend rush.
We always wish we had more staff, but we have enough staffing for this weekend. We also have about 1,000 officers in TSA that have volunteered to go on a temporary basis to help other airports.
Found out that my flight is delayed again from 11 a.m. to 4:15 p.m. to now 4:52 p.m.
Jordan Ross Myers has been traveling for 11 hours.
Until they eventually pulled the plane.
The AAA predicts a record 42 million people will hit the road over the 4th of July weekend, with the most trafficked corridors expected to be in Atlanta, Boston, and Chicago. Some holiday travelers opting to hit the roads and avoid airports altogether.
Yeah, we're going out today.
Drivers facing their own set of challenges. In California, a new 3-cent increase to the gas tax.
Now, fortunately, AAA predicts roads won't be that bad today. Not much congestion today and tomorrow. Still, Whit, you know how this goes. If you are planning on traveling, you want to give yourself plenty of time.
Exactly. Got to have a plan, Mola. Thank you. Now to what's left of Tropical Storm Colin off the Carolina coast, impacting holiday plans there. Sam Champion joins us now with the latest. Sam, good morning to you.
Good morning, Whit. Yeah, it was another surprise we just didn't need for this holiday weekend, and that was this pop-up tropical storm right on the Carolina coastline. So let's go to Topsail Beach. We'll show you what it looks like out there. You can see the flags whipping in the wind, also some rough surf in the area. The good news from this system is that all of the heavy rain and wind was really parked on the east side of the storm, as it always is in a tropical storm, but that meant off toward the Atlantic. We normally get our third named storm somewhere around August 3rd, so this was a little early. This one didn't cause a whole lot of trouble. As a matter of fact, right now you can see where the remnant low is, so went from tropical storm to tropical depression to remnant low. Hurricane Center will not issue any more advisories on this, but there still are some wind and rain and rough surf. I want to show you this all-serving purpose, great all-purpose cold front that is wiping down to the south. This clears out the northeast. So the places that had storms yesterday, Boston, New York, Philly, Washington, you're getting improving weather during the day today, and it picks up that remnant low of tropical moisture and throws it out the Atlantic. So that's the best news we've got on the board today. There are some rip current problems out there, and they're likely in the Carolinas, but I would extend this all the way up to the beaches, even in the New York and New Jersey area. Guys?
All right, Sam Champion for us there. Thank you. Now to law enforcement on high alert this holiday weekend. There is concern recent events like the Supreme Court rulings could be potential flashpoints for violence. ABC's Faith Abube joins us from Washington with more. Good morning, Faith.
Hey, good morning to you, Eva. Law enforcement agents across the country are on high alert in part because of the controversial rulings from the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, couple that with a busy holiday weekend, fewer COVID restrictions and bigger celebrations, and you have the potential for lone wolves and extremists to have this threat environment. The Department of Homeland Security has been warning about anger and resentment around a bunch of political issues. Just this weekend, a large group of people belonging to the white nationalist group, the Patriot Front, were seen marching through the streets of Boston, carrying shields and flags, covering their faces and wearing shirts that say Reclaim America. Now, this incident comes less than a month after 31 men believed to be part of the Patriot Front were arrested near a pride event in Idaho. While there are no known credible threats from foreign or domestic actors, the NYPD has said iconic locations and high-profile events like large crowds gathering at the Macy's fireworks event could be potential threats, and because they could be attractive to extremists and lone wolves, Eva.
And Faith, you mentioned the Supreme Court. We know both Maryland and Virginia governors have been called upon to protect the justices' homes and take action from these protesters.
That's right, Eva. The Supreme Court Marshal Gil Curley wrote a letter to the governors of Virginia and Maryland about these ongoing protests outside the homes of Supreme Court justices. And they said that, you know, she said she was asking them, these leaders, to take appropriate action to enforce laws that prohibit picketing outside the homes of Supreme Court justices. You know, this request comes as many Americans express frustration over the Supreme Court. Just a few weeks ago, a man who was armed with a pistol and a knife traveled to Maryland and threatened to kill Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Two U.S. deputy marshals were able to thwart that threat. However, in light of that event, security protocols here in Washington have been stepped up. Janae.
All right, Faith, thank you so much. Now turning to that terrifying tragedy at a popular Michigan air show. One person killed. As you see the video here, a huge ball of flame erupts on the ground during a stunt. ABC's Ike Adjachi has more.
This morning, police have identified the man who died after a large explosion during the pyrotechnic portion of a Michigan air show. Authorities say 40-year-old Chris Darnell was driving this truck called the Shockwave Jet Truck. It was racing two low-flying planes at the Battle Creek Field of Flight Air Show. It's one of the largest air shows in the country, known for its high speed and death-defying stunts. The show's website advertising the Shockwave as the world's only triple jet engine truck. Darnell was traveling at speeds over 300 miles per hour down the runway before witnesses say parts of his truck, which was also carrying an aircraft, began flying off.
You didn't really understand kind of what happened when you first watched it. But then once you realized, like, you just knew it wasn't going to be good.
Elizabeth Matthews was there and says she was initially caught off guard.
He spun in circles and then rolled, and then kind of where he landed it then, you know, caught fire.
A massive fireball on the airfield appears to cause the truck itself to catch fire and roll over several times. It's unclear if the first explosion was planned. The crowd, stunned. Onlookers, gasping as an announcement made it clear something went wrong and emergency teams raced to the scene of the crash. The driver's father posting a statement on Facebook saying, "We are so sad. Just 1 month ago, Chris turned 40. He was so well loved by everyone who knew him. Chris so loved the air show business. He was living the dream," as he said.
Now, right now, the FAA is on scene investigating that explosion with local authorities. Still, the air show is expected to continue later today. Whit?
All right, Ike, thank you. To politics now, and big Democratic Party names gathering at the annual Essence Festival to shore up black voter support going into November. Vice President Kamala Harris headlining the event. ABC's Avery Harper has more from New Orleans.
It's the largest celebration of African-American culture in the country, Essence Fest in New Orleans. Democratic leaders, including Vice President Kamala Harris, using this opportunity to deliver a clear message to black voters.
In many of the states that are attacking a woman's right to choose, they're also attacking voting rights.
The overturning of Roe versus Wade giving renewed energy to efforts aimed at turning out this key voting bloc in November.
It was frightening because getting around that right means that eventually they're going to get around so many other rights.
Black voters were vital to President Biden's 2020 win, and despite accomplishments like the swearing-in of Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court, Democrats in New Orleans believe there is still more work to do.
Voting is not magic. We don't get everything we want when we win elections. It is medicine, and we've got to keep taking it.
In a survey of black voters, a Washington Post Ipsos poll from May found what it called diminishing support for Biden, with 7 out of 10 approving of Biden's job performance.
What are we going to do in terms of helping middle-class Americans afford to be able to survive in today's economy?
Party leaders like former Biden White House advisor Cedric Richmond say Democrats have some convincing to do, but need more time.
We're going to continue to push for legislation. So that's why we're here, to answer those questions of what have you done for me lately? What have you done, period?
Many Democrats, including Congresswoman Val Demings running for Senate in Florida, still confident that black voters will turn out en masse because so much is at stake.
Let's expand the majority in the Senate so that we'll have the votes that we need to get rid of the filibuster, or, as has been proposed, to do a special carve out for legislation that protects constitutional rights.
Avery Harper, ABC News, New Orleans.
Our thanks to Avery Harper for that report. Joining us now with more on some of the top stories in politics, ABC's chief foreign affairs correspondent Martha Raddatz will be hosting This Week later on this morning. Martha, good morning. Always great to have you. So let's start with immigration and that Supreme Court ruling allowing the Biden administration to end former President Trump's so-called Remain in Mexico policy. You have Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on the show this morning. What are the administration's next steps at the border now?
Well, one of the things the administration says, and Alejandro Mayorkas and the DHS, is that they want to end the Remain in Mexico policy as soon as it is legally permissible. We, of course, want to ask the secretary what exactly that means, but they do say it imposes unjustifiable human costs. And it also moves Border Patrol agents, they say, away from where they should be and doing their job. And of course, with this week, that terrible, terrible migrant death, more than 50 migrants died in the back of a tractor trailer. We'll want to ask him about that as well.
Yeah, one of the worst human smuggling incidents in U.S. history this week. I do want to turn to the January 6th committee. Your colleague, John Carl, also has that exclusive interview with Congresswoman Liz Cheney, and she's now making serious allegations about possible witness tampering.
She is, Whit, and it's a fascinating interview, and so much of it we have not seen yet, John's interview. One of the things that Liz Cheney says is that one of the witnesses received a call, and the person on the other end of the call said, "A person let me know you have your deposition tomorrow. He wants me to let you know he's thinking about you." And of course, Liz Cheney says, "I think most Americans know that attempting to influence witnesses to testify untruthfully presents very serious concerns." John asks her about all of this and so much more.
Yeah, we expect to hear more on that in the future. Martha, thank you as always. We appreciate it. Just a reminder, tune into This Week later on this morning. Martha goes one-on-one with Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on the Biden administration's next steps on immigration. Plus, as we noted, more of Jonathan Carl's exclusive interview with January 6th committee vice chair, Representative Liz Cheney. Eva?
Well, now to that police shooting of Jaylen Walker in Akron, Ohio. Authorities expected to release body camera footage today. ABC's Elwin Lopez has the latest.
No justice! No peace!
This morning, the city of Akron bracing for potential protests ahead of body camera video set to be released today, showing the moment officers shot and killed 25-year-old Jaylen Walker.
It's a nice day. People want to be at the pool right now. We want to be swimming. We don't want to be out here. But we're going to be out here because justice demands balance and equality.
Authorities say police reported gunfire from the car Jaylen Walker was driving as they were trying to pull him over for a traffic violation Monday morning. Walker's family attorney, Bobby Zicello, says a gun was found in that back seat, along with shell casings, but that Walker was unarmed as officers fired at him more than 60 times. The lawyer said he viewed police body camera footage ahead of its public release and claims that it shows Walker posed no threat to officers. ABC News has not seen that video and cannot independently verify what it shows.
You can see his hands as he's running on the video. The officers, the first two to engage him, use tasers. Why do eight men shoot him, mostly from behind, as he's running away.
Police stated actions by the suspect caused the officers to perceive he posed a deadly threat to them. But DiCello says he saw no evidence of that in the footage he reviewed.
Just sprinting away from these men. He is shot as he starts to turn and look over his shoulder, and that's when he's dropped.
The officers involved in that fatal shooting remain on paid administrative leave, pending the outcome of the investigation.
We'd like to know why he shot down like a dog. Simple as that. Why is that necessary?
Elwin Lopez, ABC News, Atlanta.
And that community on edge. Well, turning now to a Texas woman who's in custody and back in the U.S. after eluding authorities for weeks, wanted in the murder of a professional cyclist. ABC's Christine Sloan joins us live with the details that we're learning since her capture in Costa Rica. Christine.
Janae, the case has gained international attention with investigators releasing photos and surveillance video of Caitlin Marie Armstrong as she spent weeks on the run. The 34-year-old finally arrested in Costa Rica. Armstrong had nothing to say as she arrived at George Bush Intercontinental Airport. She was taken into custody Wednesday at a hostel in Costa Rica's Provincia Punta Arenas. Armstrong faces murder charges in connection with the shooting death of Anna Maria Wilson. The 25-year-old professional cyclist was found dead back in May inside an Austin home. Wilson, a competitive gravel and mountain bike racer, was in Austin for a cycling event. Court papers reveal she dated Armstrong's boyfriend, cyclist Colin Strickland. According to an affidavit, Armstrong's SUV was seen on surveillance video outside the home where the young cyclist's body was discovered. Investigators say Armstrong sold her car, hopped on a plane from Austin to Houston, then ended up in Newark, New Jersey, before making her way to Costa Rica. Authorities say Armstrong's boyfriend has been cooperating, is not a suspect in the case. Whit?
A bizarre and disturbing case. All right, Christine, thank you. Meantime, in Uvalde, Texas, an embattled official at the center of the school shooting investigation is stepping down. School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo has resigned his position on the Uvalde City Council, saying in a resignation letter, quote, after much consideration, it is in the best interest of the community to step down as a member of the City Council for District 3 to minimize further distractions. Arredondo has been under intense public scrutiny for his role in the police response to the shooting on May 24th.
Well, now to some shockers at Wimbledon. A major upset in the women's third round. Top-ranked Iga Świątek falling to France's Elise Cornet in two sets. Świątek came into Wimbledon after taking the French Open title, but on Saturday, she made 33 unforced errors on the way to ending her 37-match winning streak. So many matches she won in a row. That stretched back to February. Also failing in round three, Coco Gauff, fellow American Amanda Anisimova, defeating 11-seeded Gauff in three sets. It was Anisimova's first time playing on Central Court at Wimbledon. And you can catch more Wimbledon action all weekend on ESPN and ABC. It has been some really good tennis.
Absolutely.
Sounds like
no question about it. Still ahead here on GMA, speaking out, the families of two Americans captured by Russians in Ukraine now joining forces and calling for the men to be released.
Injured champ, the 14-time Coney Island hot dog eating contest winner Joey Chestnut going into tomorrow's match on crutches.
Step into the world of Hollywood like never before with Melissa Rivers' group text podcast. Melissa, renowned for her red carpet expertise and storytelling prowess, invites you to join her and her famous friends for hilarious and heartfelt conversations. From discussing the latest binge-worthy TV shows, navigating the highs and lows of life, and dissecting celebrity fashion, there is never a dull moment. With exclusive stories from special guests like Chelsea Handler, Cheryl Hines, your favorite reality stars, and deep dives into intriguing topics like the Where Is Wendy Williams documentary, this podcast offers an insider's look into the glitz and glam of Tinseltown. It's not just Melissa's podcast. It's a collective experience where you're invited to join the conversation. So if you've ever wanted a peek behind the Hollywood curtain, subscribe to Melissa Rivers' group text podcast now on your favorite platform. Get ready for laughter, tears, gossip. In other words, unforgettable moments that'll keep you coming back for more. Don't miss out. This is one group text you won't want to exit.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer.
We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now to the top headlines we're following right now. Containing monkeypox, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announcing their strategy. The department ordering 2.5 million doses of the monkeypox vaccine. It's already shipped nearly 20,000 doses to 15 locations in the U.S. And earlier this week, the CDC announced it is expanding the criteria for who should get vaccinated in order to contain further spread.
Two people are dead after a vehicle crashed into a fireworks stand in Washington, D.C. Saturday. According to the Metropolitan Police, the driver of the pickup truck suffered a medical emergency before the crash. Both he and a passenger were taken to a local hospital for treatment.
And switching gears here, Backstreet Boys fans got a huge surprise last night at their concert in Toronto. Watch this. Drake made a special appearance there on stage, joining the boys for their song, I Want It That Way. Boy band posting that clip to Twitter with the rapper. Now fans are asking for a real BSB and Drake collab, some suggesting that would be larger than life.
BSB?
Backstreet Boys.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get you there, Eva.
I know. We start this half hour with the families of two Americans captured by Russians in Ukraine meeting for the first time, joining their voices as they call for the men to be released. ABC's Tom Soupy Burridge is in Ukraine with more.
Hello, hello, welcome.
Two families, one mission, to get them home.
I mean, they're great patriots. Mm-hmm. They love their country. But even more than that, they love liberty.
Yes, exactly.
And they saw people suffering and asking for help, and they felt like they had to go.
This morning, the families of U.S. veterans Alex Drukey and Andy Huynh meeting for the first time, recalling when they first learned that their loved ones were captured.
Once we found out that they were actually captured, it was this weird mix of extra worry and relief, kind of, because at least I got to see him. But then I knew that, you know, like, we were just beginning.
This week, Russian state media airing more video interviews of the two men. We won't play the sound because they're probably speaking under duress. This morning, their relatives revealing that in captivity, Alex and Andy are isolated from each other. In contrast, the two families now bonded together.
All of the things that we tend to divide ourselves by or be divided by, it's just gone, and we're just all coming together and saying, these are two American heroes, and we need to get them home.
Yeah.
And that's just, it's been a really special thing to me to experience that, to see that we are still able to come together in a crisis in this country. We still have it.
This interview, a plea to get the two U.S. veterans home.
I know that with everybody working on it, we're going to get them home safely.
Exactly.
Other Americans, WNBA basketball star Brittany Griner and former Marine Paul Whelan, also in Russian custody.
Brittany, how do you feel?
Griner's trial now underway. It could last months. Her detention in Russia extended to December. Russian media speculating that Griner and Whelan could be swapped for Russian arms trader Viktor Boot, currently serving a 25-year sentence in the US. The State Department saying they're working to secure the release of all Americans detained abroad. In Ukraine, President Zelensky calling Alex Drukey and Andy Huynh heroes.
We're just so grateful that he is willing to back them up, you know, that he has their back the way they had Ukraine's back.
Well, the family's telling us that the two men are currently being held in Russian-occupied eastern Ukraine. And as a journalist, I spent a lot of time inside that Russian-controlled territory. And let me tell you, nothing important happens there without the blessing of Moscow. So right now, the fate of these two American men is, in broadly speaking, in the hands of the Russian government. Guys?
All right, Tom, and we will continue to watch that. Our thanks to Tom. Welcome back to GMA. And with so many Americans firing up the grill this July 4th weekend, whatever is on the menu, there's lots to know about staying safe when playing with fire. ABC's Zareen Shah has more from Los Angeles. Zareen, good morning. I hope you are not playing with fire out there.
Hey, Janae, definitely not. But LA firefighters tell me they respond to an extra 400 calls every 4th of July. And one big reason is grilling accidents. But there are some basic tips that you should know to try and prevent a fire.
This morning, fire officials sounding the alarm after an unattended grill in Longview, Texas, started a blaze, charring this home.
But embers got on the ground with all the dead vegetation, the dryness and everything, and it spread to the house.
And July is the peak month for grilling.
Because of that, we do tend to see more grilling fires during the month of July.
All right, here we go.
Firefighters caution many people forget basic safety tips.
Make sure you're grilling outdoors, never indoors. Make sure your lid is always open before you light it. Keep this away from anything that can burn around the side as well as up top, ideally 10 feet away, and make sure it's on a stable surface and there's no leaks.
If you smell something that could be a leak, turn off the gas immediately and look for the source.
You could take a little bit of soap, your Dawn dish soap is fine with water, little soapy solution, spread it along that hose, and then where the leak is coming out, it'll create a little bubbles.
And depending on what kind of brush you use, it can be a hazard.
As we're scraping it, a lot of times these metal shards stay onto the grill, and because those shards get into your food and then eventually you swallow it.
And if there is a fire that breaks out, know how to use a fire extinguisher.
So one of the acronyms we tell the citizens to remember is PASS. That's pull, aim, squeeze, and sweep.
Okay, so we're going to pull the pin out
so
right here.
So one of the things, you're going to pull the pin.
Got the pin,
right?
Pin off.
You're going to aim where you'd like to extinguish.
Got it.
Then you're going to go ahead and squeeze.
All right, here we go.
And sweep.
Yeah. That was
there
so easy.
Go. Good job.
So easy. Okay, so Janae, see, we weren't playing with fire. We were practicing putting it out. So another thing you should note, I mean, look how close this barbecue is to these trees right here. If we actually wanted to be really safe and we were using it, we would have to wheel it out just a few more feet. And another note of caution, guys, it is getting hot out there. It's easy to personally overheat. So make sure and drink a lot of water if you're outside this weekend.
So Janae, many things to be careful about on the 4th of July weekend. Grilling, top of the list, along with
also
fireworks.
Also clean your grill.
Yeah.
If you don't clean it,
you don't want that bristle. You don't want the bristle.
Don't want the bristle.
Nope.
Zareen, thank you so much. Coming up on Good Morning America, besides the barbecues, there are those holiday sales. We've got the advice on where to bag a bargain.
Back now on GMA with another 4th of July tradition, shopping the sales. ABC's Becky Worley has been hunting down some of the best bargains. Becky, good morning.
Whit, good morning. It's an interesting time to be hunting for deals. The 4th certainly offers some, but with Amazon Prime Day coming up in just over a week, the mantra for this weekend, look at summertime staples for discounts and keep an eye out for price drops after you make big ticket purchases.
This morning, holiday weekend deals being advertised with a bang.
This 4th of July, Lowe's has summer savings. That pop.
4th of July sales every year are reliably exciting. We see deep discounts on things like appliances, patio furniture, mattresses, and then also lots of outdoor gear like items for the beach or pool.
So we'll look at categories of deals that really shine. Swimsuits on sale at Macy's, markdowns plus an extra 15% off your purchase. Swim and water toys are on sale at Target, 20% off, like this bubble float lounger, regularly $30, on sale for $24. But if long weekends mean DIY projects at home, then check out these deals. Lowe's has garden soil on sale, was $4.58 a bag, now $2.50. Home Depot has this drill and driver set, was $2.29, now $1.69. And at Ace, this Traeger pellet grill is at its historic low. Its suggested price is $799, but it's $499 right now. And if you're worried about making a big-ticket purchase like that right before Amazon sets off a discounting frenzy with its Prime Days, July 12th and 13th, ask about a retailer's price-matching guarantee.
Typically, they will price match against themselves. So if the price drops, they might honor that later if you inquire. They also might price guarantee against other competitive retailers. But again, the policies differ from retailer to retailer. So it's really important to familiarize yourself with each individual policy as you shop.
Now let's talk about those price match guarantees. Ask before you buy if the retailer will refund you the difference in price if they have a drop in the next, say, 15 to 30 days. And then it's on you to actively track the item's price. You can, of course, do it manually. I sometimes put a reminder in my calendar. Or you can use a price drop alert service. I use one that's a browser extension for my computer called Honey. But lots of shopping apps will text or email you if there is a drop in price on an item you've already bought and flagged. Whit?
Okay, got to be proactive. All the tips right there. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back with Pop News.
Time now for Pop News, and Megan Wright is here. I'm just going to throw it over to you because I feel like this is going to be off the rails very quickly.
Yes, good morning. As we sit pretty and Janae takes some food on the side with a delicious holiday spread, we start with one of the July 4th events tomorrow that I really relish. You heard what I did there? Okay, yes. The Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest reigning champ, Joey Chestnut, shocking fans at the annual weigh-in by showing up on crutches due to a ruptured tendon, but reassuring fans by saying, quote, "I'm not eating with my leg." The champ broke his own record last year, downing 76 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. Now on the woman's side, Mickey Sudo is favored to regain her title against reigning champ Michelle Lesko. Either way, it's Wiener takes all.
Yep.
No, okay. And leave some hot dogs for the rest of us.
Especially Janae.
According to Wallet Hub, Americans will consume 150 million hot dogs this 4th of July, and they'll buy 750 million pounds of chicken in the week leading up to the big day. It's also America's top beer drinking holiday, with over $1 billion spent on suds. Nearly 60% of us will be attending 4th of July picnic, and nearly 40% will attend a fireworks display. Any plans?
Sorry, can you just please zoom in on
this?
I almost ate a flag
with my coleslaw.
It's not my fault.
Yes,
and
nope.
Minions is setting off fireworks at the box office this holiday weekend. The Rise of Gru expected to pull in nearly $130 million for its four-day opening. That would make it the first animated film to make more than $100 million in an opening since 2019's Frozen 2. It's earned an audience score of 92% on Rotten Tomatoes and an On Cinema score. It's a big indicator that parents are okay with taking their younger kids back to theaters. So excited about this movie.
Yeah.
I just didn't want you to think we were laughing at you.
It was him. It's that he couldn't figure out how to navigate it gracefully.
Flag off the bike.
Man, it's been a weekend. Thank you for watching ABC News. We're always on at goodmorningamerica.com. And we'll much more later this morning on This Week. Stick around and have a great 4th of July weekend.
Yes.
Step into the world of Hollywood like never before with Melissa Rivers' Group Text podcast. Melissa, renowned for her red carpet expertise and storytelling prowess, invites you to join her and her famous friends for hilarious and heartfelt conversations. From discussing the latest binge-worthy TV shows, navigating the highs and lows of life, and dissecting celebrity fashion, there is never a dull moment. With exclusive stories from special guests like Chelsea Handler, Cheryl Hines, your favorite reality stars, and deep dives into intriguing topics like the Where Is Wendy Williams documentary, this podcast offers an insider's look into the glitz and glam of Tinseltown. It's not just Melissa's podcast. It's a collective experience where you're invited to join the conversation. So if you've ever wanted a peek behind the Hollywood curtain, subscribe to Melissa Rivers' Group Text podcast now on your favorite platform. get ready for laughter, tears, gossip. In other words, unforgettable moments that'll keep you coming back for more. Don't miss out. This is one group text you won't want to exit.